took something negative and turned it into a positive situation. You know, I feel like that's all you can do at your lowest point, you know. I had two options, you know, to either fail or just keep going. And, you know, giving up wasn't an option for me. Also, I want to talk about self-love this episode. You know, I feel like now that I'm in a good space, like with love, you know, I can talk about it a little more. You know, before I couldn't talk about self-love because I didn't know what self-love was. You know, I let a motherfucker snatch the motherfucking soul out of me. Like, what I thought was love wasn't love. It was fucking betrayal. It hurt like a motherfucker. And it was just so, like, it was not love. It was fucking torture. And it was fucking torture. Oh my gosh. I felt like I was being dragged through the pits of fucking hell. I'm like, yo, a person that loves you isn't going to hurt you. They're going to want to elevate you and see you at your highest. You know what I'm saying? They're going to congratulate you. They're going to lift you up. They're going to treat you like a blessing. You know what I'm saying? You should be treated like a blessing. That's how love should feel, as a fucking blessing. Like a fucking peace of mind. Not none of this toxic ass shit that everybody praises every fucking day on social media. Like, that's not what love is. You know what I'm saying? And how I see it as, that's why I practice so much self-love, because it's kind of like, what you are, you attract. You know what I'm saying? You keep saying why you attract these ancient niggas, these ancient bitches. And, you know, sometimes you gotta look deep within yourself. And, you know, sometimes we don't notice it. And that's why reflecting is important. Self-reflection is important. I'm just like, if, you know, you really gotta look within inside yourself. If you're not treating yourself right, then, you know, that's what you're going to attract. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what you're going to attract. You're going to attract the reflection of you, you know? So, you know, if these toxic people keep coming in your life, you know, they just unworthy, you know, foul, doing foul shit, this, that, and the third, you got to look at how you treat yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, if we continue to allow these people to, you know, interrupt our peace and disturb our peace and shit like that, you know, we're not really providing ourselves the love that we need. And I don't like the toxic shit. I've been there, done that. The toxic shit is not, that shit is not cool. You know what I'm saying? Not even a little bit of toxic. No, it's not cool at all. I'm just like, we're older now, and I just feel like that shit is unacceptable. I'm sorry. If you're not giving me a peace of mind, if it's not feeling like a breath of fresh air, I do not want that shit. I want peace. I want happiness. I want somebody to be adding to my happiness. You know, you should be a benefit, not no motherfucking burden. You know what I'm saying? And people think they gotta go through hell with somebody and thinking that's love. Like, that's not fucking love. Like, I know relationships go through shit, but it shouldn't be to the point where you lost yourself or you're just torn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're losing weight. Your hair falling the fuck out. You're breaking out. You know, shit like that, to where you lose your self-confidence. Like, it shouldn't be that, like, at all. Like, I don't give a fuck how long we've been together. 20 years. 5 years, whatever it is, like, it shouldn't be like that. You know what I'm saying? People think, if you don't have no ups and downs in relationships, it ain't a real relationship or some shit like that. Relationships gonna have the ups and downs, but that person, like I said, that person shouldn't be, like, you shouldn't lose yourself within that relationship. You shouldn't be treated unfairly, you know, in that relationship. You know, that goes for men and women, you know what I'm saying? Like, we stick around, you know, thinking, oh, we stuck around. Oh, they made changes. I'm not fucking waiting for nobody to change. I've done that shit before. I've waited almost, what, two, three years for a motherfucker to change. And you know what? I'm glad his ass left because, honestly, that's something I didn't need in my life. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, listen, I'm not even gonna, you know, I am gonna touch base on it a little bit because, you know, I was allowing a motherfucker to keep coming back into my life that I knew, you know, the motherfucker kept saying he was changing, this, that, and the third. And it was just still on the same shit. And I'm just like, yo, Jiraiya, why are you allowing this person to have access to you? You know what I'm saying? Why do you still let this person have access to you? And every time I'll fall for the little okie doke, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, at this point, like, I got tired of it. I don't give a fuck how good the sex was. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, at some point, it's just like, you got to really remind yourself of who you are, what you're worthy of. If that person you laying up with, you know, can't do nothing for you, isn't doing nothing for you, this, that, and the third, then honestly, that motherfucker shouldn't even be in your life, honestly. And yeah, like, I'm done settling for less. Like, people always ask me why I'm single. I'm not settling for the bare fucking minimum no more. I'm not settling for that shit. I'm sorry. I'm like, anybody else can, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm setting my bar, my standards high. And if you can't meet that, then you're not for me. Then you're not for me. You know what I'm saying? I have certain requirements, you know, that I want in a relationship. And I'm going to get it by any means necessary, just like I get everything else. You know what I'm saying? People think that it's so impossible, you know. I'm like, it's not. You know what I'm saying? Because a motherfucker who really wants to be with you is going to water the grass you walk on, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna do everything it takes, you know, to satisfy you, you know what I'm saying? And you see it all the time with some men, you know what I'm saying? You see some men, and for the men, some females, you know, they're gonna do whatever it takes to be with you, you know what I'm saying? And it should be vice versa, you know, on your end too. So, like I said, I'm not settling for the bare fucking minimum. You can have that shit. I'm like, I'm not settling for nothing. I'm like, I just want more peace, more love, you know, when it comes to relationships, you know? And that's why I'm so big on self-love, you know? That's why I keep pouring it into myself. I'm like, the amount of love, you know, that I was pouring to others, I'm pouring that 10 times more into myself, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, you do attract what you are, so, like I'm saying, like, if you're giving yourself that self-love and, you know, you just all, you know, skin glowing, looking the fuck good, you know what I'm saying? Bank account looking right. You know, you're going to attract the same type of energy. You're going to attract the same type of energy. You know, you get people always questioning themselves, questioning why they keep attracting these certain people. Well, listen, everything starts from within. So, you know, sometimes you need a little reality check, but, yeah, I'm done with that bare minimum shit. You know, I look back on situations that I was in. I'm just like, damn, like, bitch, you was really settling for that shit. Like, you was really, 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 really settling for that. And, but it happens to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And it just happens. But as long as you learn from, you know, your mistakes, you know, I feel like you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. You know, it happens to everybody. But like I said, I want marriage, you know what I'm saying? I don't want a situationship, you know? I seem like everybody's so comfortable with situationships and, you know, not having titles and shit like that. No, bitch, I want a fucking title. I want to be a wife. I want to be somebody's wife. You know what I'm saying? I want a ring on my hand. I want kids, you know, all of that. Like, I want that, and I'm going to get that, you know what I'm saying? So, and also, too, I know it may sound corny, but I write letters to myself, you know, just kind of reminding myself of who I am, you know what I'm saying? Reminding myself of who I am, and, you know, I'm the love that I'm looking for, you know? And I wrote a letter to my husband, just for my future husband, whoever it is. I told myself I'm gonna read it to him on our wedding day. I'm gonna read it to him on our wedding day, and I might motherfucking cry. I might just cry, but, you know, you gotta put that out there into the universe, you know? Even if you're not looking, you know, just write a little letter, you know, in detail. I wrote it in blue ink. And because, you know, while you're out here doing your thing, God could be preparing your husband or your wife for the fellas. And, you know, sometimes when you're really not looking for love, that thing, that shit just kind of knocks you over the head unexpectedly. And that is like the best type of love, when it comes out of nowhere and you're just not expecting it. Like, that's why I don't look for love, because the love that I need and want is within myself, you know? So it's like, well, I have the love, you know what I'm saying? I know sometimes I get lonely, but at the end of the day, you know, I just, you know, you just have to remind yourself, like, you know, you got to be love, you got to feel love, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I just know whoever he is, he's out there somewhere, and I always pray, you know, from time to time. And you just got to really be specific on, you know, when you're manifesting your partner, praying over your partner, your future husband, wife, whatever, you know, you really got to be in detail. You know what I'm saying? Like down to the motherfucking T, you know what I'm saying? Looks and all, you know what I'm saying? Like you really got to get detailed, because if you're not detailed, then God, you know, you might manifest a motherfucker that you don't even want, that you're trying to avoid. So, but self-love is just like so, so important though. Like I do self-love activities or self-care activities. Like I like to buy myself flowers, get myself, you know, take a nice little bath. Sometimes I take myself out to dinner, lunch, brunch, or whatever it is, you know, get my nails done, feet done. Lately I haven't been, cause I've been, you know, trying to save my money, but that's neither here or there. But you know, stuff like that. You don't need nobody else to wine and dine you. Wine and dine your damn self. You know what I'm saying? Wine and dine your damn self. Shit, even give yourself some money. Y'all always want to look for people who are giving you money. Shit, write a damn, send yourself some money via Cash App. You know what I'm saying? From me to me, you know? Just like when you find money in your pocket and when you're doing laundry. Same exact thing. But yeah, I don't know. I've just been vibrating high. You know what I'm saying? I just feel the love. I feel more confident in myself, because there was times I wasn't feeling confident in myself. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't really have that self-love. And I've been reading this book by Bell Hooks called All About Love. And it's just really, really mind-changing and just a mind shifter overall. So, but once you have that self-love and get your confidence back, I'm telling you, you're going to feel untouchable, you know, you're going to feel untouchable, you're going to just feel like you're just walking on air, and that's how I've been feeling lately, you know what I'm saying, because when you know your energy is top tier, you nobody can't fuck with you, you know what I'm saying, nobody cannot fuck with you, you know, and a lot of motherfuckers are going to be mad they can't get next to you anymore, you know what I'm saying, because you're just on a whole nother level, you're not that person that you once was before, so... But that's all I have for today. And like I said, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. I don't know who's listening, but, you know, just love yourself. Tell yourself that you love yourself, you know. Just keep filling your heart with love and joy, you know what I'm saying? You don't need anybody to provide love, you know. You don't need anybody to provide you love. And... like I said, this is for whoever, you know, is needing help in that area in your life, you know. Open up your heart to yourself, you know. You don't have to give it to other people. Give it to yourself, you know what I'm saying? It's within. All starts from within. So, thank you guys for listening. And you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll see you guys next episode. What is your motive with me?